This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. This past weekend, the Super Bowl accomplished a major environmental milestone. The Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas was powered entirely by renewable energy, a first in the history of the Super Bowl. The seemingly desolate area of the Nevada desert is the source of the green energy that powered the game. A vast solar farm with more than 621,000 solar panels supplied more than 10 megawatts of power for the Super Bowl. That's the amount of energy roughly equivalent to powering about 46,000 homes. The Las Vegas Raiders, which call Allegiant Stadium home, have entered into a 25-year agreement to buy power from the new solar installation owned by NV Energy. Sustainability was front of mind as the stadium was being constructed, according to Raiders President Sandra Douglas Morgan. Allegiant Stadium's roof is made of a sustainable plastic material that allows in about 10% of daylight, but blocks all solar heat, so it takes less energy to cool the building. The grass field is moved outdoors on a rail system to get natural sunlight rather than using energy-intensive growing lights. And everything from grass clippings to food scraps and cigarette butts are composted or converted into other forms of energy. The Super Bowl's green energy push was highlighted during a visit from U.S. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm, who inspected the stadium's main electrical entry room. People sometimes get nervous about renewable power because they're not sure if it's going to be reliable. The fact that renewable power can power a facility like this reliably should speak volumes about what could happen in other communities, Secretary Granholm said. The solar farm not only powers the current needs, but also houses massive batteries to store renewable energy, ensuring a 5-hour power supply even when the sun is not shining. This technology is seen as a key component in transitioning the U.S. power grid toward 100% clean electricity by 2035, a goal set by President Biden. Montana residents can visit Montana State University's Museum of the Rockies free on February 24th, also known as Montana Day. Visitors can view all of the museum's exhibits from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and visit the planetarium shows. Montana Day is an annual event that encourages accessible education throughout the Treasure State. Montana State University's Museum of the Rockies will offer Montana residents free admission on Montana Day. Museum exhibits include cultural and natural history exhibits, children's exhibits, planetarium shows, and the museum store. The Museum of the Rockies features an extensive collection of dinosaur fossils, including Tyrannosaurus rex specimens, and people can visit planetarium shows too. The Children's Yellowstone exhibit provides hands-on learning experiences. For more information about free admission for Montana residents on February 24th, Montana Day at the Museum of the Rockies, you can go online to museumoftherockies.org. Minnesota has found a way to make its heavy winter snowfall a bit more fun for its residents, the annual Name a Snowplow contest. Now in its fourth year, the competition drew more than 8,000 names and more than 32,000 people voted on the nominations. The winning Minnesota snowplow names will adorn a snowplow in each of Minnesota's 8 highway districts. Many of the winners allude to pop culture figures like Dolly Plowton and Beyoncé. And of course, there is a Taylor Swift reference this year, a snowplow named Taylor Drift. Other names include Clark W. Blizzwald, a reference to the Griswolds of the Vacation movies, You're Killin' Me Squalls, Fast and Flurious, and Barbie's Dream Plow. This was the fourth annual Name a Snowplow contest. Previous winners include Plowy McPlowface, Hans Snowlo, Betty Whiteout, The Big Leplowski, Blizzo, the truck formerly known as Plow, and Blader Tot Hot Dish. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.